Christmas has befallen me like it does so every year, and I worry that I'm starting to realize my childhood fears. The enthusiasm that I once felt is fading to a dot. When people ask if it feels like Christmas, I can honestly say it does not. It seems just like yesterday, a cynic though I was transfixed by all the decorations and the love of Santa Claus. But somewhere along the line, something must have cut the cord, because Christmas now feels like a luxury my soul just can't afford. And I wonder if my Christmas fire will ever be relit, or is it lost like a woolly mammoth submerged in a deep tar pit? Should I try to wear these Christmas jumpers which no longer seem to fit, or turn into a Scrooge who may for three visiting spirits? All I know is that Christmas is getting closer by the day. People ask if I'm excited, I've no excitement to relay. I begin to mourn my former self, thinking what he would think. He'd surely be disgusted and send me to the skating rink. But even surrounded by all this Christmas paraphernalia, I feel as misplaced as a pine tree in the middle of Australia. How do you give a gift from the heart when that heart is breaking? What good is an occasion of giving when your giving spirit's been taken? Christmas Day, where I know I'll wake up on my own. Like every other morning, I'll check Twitter on my phone. And of course, no one will be tweeting, cause they're busy with their folks, pulling on their crackers and reading those terrible, terrible jokes. And minus a few joggers, the streets are empty on this day. And I'll try and enjoy the peacefulness, even though my mood is grey. And I'll wander to the church just to be surrounded by some people. Even though I'm not religious, there's still warmth inside the steeple. And though I don't believe it, it's still nice to hear the story of the inn where Joseph and Mary gave birth to their son of glory. And I know hearing it every year won't relight my fire, but when it's being told, everything just doesn't seem so dire. It is easy to take for granted a story we all know, but without it this holiday would never have had a chance to grow. And though Christmas has been messed up, screwed and prostituted, good intentions have been lost and the air has been polluted. If I keep striving for a better kind of day, I know there's something worth fighting for, something I have to save. Though my hope feels as delicate as a diamond chandelier, I know if I don't find it this time, I will try